The noise you can hear is the main square in Peterborough. You can probably hear some wind as well. Apologise for the wind noise, but there's very little shelter in the main square other than a weird, very old market-style pillared building which appears to be used for a cider-drinking competition from the local people of no abode. And, well, they might have an abode, I don't know. I don't want to be judgmental. It's very hard not to be judgmental. I remember recording some audio in Peterborough a while ago just because I felt the need to explain my impressions of the town. And I'm in danger of repeating myself, probably, mainly because I'm feeling the same. Wow, this could be so amazing. But I thought I'd sit down because we all know people mostly make a place. In the grottiness and the dirt and the boarded up shops, which I think are probably less than last time, but there's a sale in every window and a feeling of desperation from the staff when you do walk into a shop. You kind of have to see past that, don't you, and look at the people. And I've had a couple of people help me when I've asked for directions. Nobody seems to know where there's a non-chained coffee store, but if there's no demand, then you're not going to have them, I guess. I'm sat here, I can see a Patisserie Valerie, a Café Nero, and a Starbucks, and I think if I had to choose one of them, I'd go for the Neros, which I might have to. And just as I was thinking, God, I'm glad I'm not here for too much longer because I'm struggling to, I guess, be inspired. I see the fountains kick off in the middle of the square, and two kids just spontaneously tear off all their clothes apart from their boxer shorts, and with the parents being totally okay with it, and the grandparents, it seems, are there as well. The kids ran into the fountains. I don't know if they're tourists visiting the town, or they actually live here, but that kind of spontaneity and playfulness and joy really brings a place alive. I'm wondering if it's because there is so much beautiful architecture and so many stories tied to the architecture. It seems such a cheap cop-out just to stick a logo on the front and turn it into a shop, when it wasn't always like that. It might have been a library, or it might have been a town hall or a meeting place of some such. We're so deeply embedded within everything is consumer, or everything is to be consumed, and everything has to make a buck through selling stuff we don't necessarily need, that I think it trivializes what would otherwise be an absolutely beautiful town. And yeah, it's an interesting day of wind and sun and sporadic showers. The kids are definitely bringing the life into the town of Peterborough. The one you can hear crying out is threatening to throttle a pigeon, I think, of which there are many.